I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. It's Monday, and time for Day to Day's regular sports segment. Today, we'll hear about 18-year-old LeBron James, who played his first NBA game this week and is already being billed as a future Hall of Famer. Still, he's 18, and league officials worry about how young stars will bear up under pressure. Day to Day's Mike Pesca talked to Jeanette Howard of Newsday about LeBron James and how professional sports leagues handle young players.
Jeanette Howard, every few years the NBA comes down the pike with the next big thing. But this next big thing, a player by the name of LeBron James, looks really, really good. How's he been in his first few games?
Spectacular. I think more than anyone expected. His initial game, he had just a phenomenal all-around game. I think people were surprised that he didn't have some kind of adjustment problem, nothing.
Because before the game, everyone was saying, come on, no one could live up to the hype. But then he puts in two great performances, and right away, within the span of a week, the NBA is turning around saying, wow.
Yeah, the thing that was telling was it was coming from his peers, including somebody like Larry Bird, who has never been lavish with praise, was saying, if we're not talking about this kid as a Hall of Fame player within 5 years, something's gone dramatically wrong.
Well, let's pull back for a second, and let me ask you if the NBA is trying to have it both ways with LeBron James. Because on the one hand, every game is on primetime television, and he's all over the website. But on the other hand, David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, says he doesn't think any player under 20 years old should be in the NBA.
Absolutely. It's kind of like they're operating a policy on parallel tracks. They supposedly are seeking, and not very vigorously, an age limit on players. And yet at the same time, they've scheduled him for 13 times on national TV, including Christmas Day and some of the most high-profile times. And Stern's rationale is, once you're in, and it's a bit self-serving to hear him say things like, we're not going to penalize LeBron for his celebrity when they've helped create it.
So if Stern wants his policy adopted, what do you think would be the best thing for him, for LeBron to struggle?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because everyone is already putting this on the kid that he's got to save the league in the winter of the Kobe Bryant sex assault trial. And it's really tough because I don't think you're going to see them pull back at all and worry if LeBron's getting enough sleep or anything like that. I think they're going to milk it, you know, as much as they can and bleat all along the way about how it's really regrettable.
Well, let's take a second and look at another sport, the NFL, where the next big thing was a player named Michael Vick, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. He got hurt, and this year it looks like his recovery is being sped along because of his coach, Dan Reeves. What's going on there?
Absolutely. Michael Vick had set a date, December 7th, to return from a broken leg. And his coach, Dan Reeves, whose should be noted job is in peril, has said that he thinks that that's too long and that Michael Vick needs to get back. I think what's happened is Michael Vick has talked to other quarterbacks who had leg injuries, and they all told him that they made a mistake of rushing back too soon and ceding to the pressure. And I think he's determined not to let that happen.
How can Dan Reeves get his way on this? It seems unethical and possibly dangerous.
Yeah, and he's not going to get his way. And he's been universally slammed by just about every analyst that's ever played football that you know, has said there's no way that a coach can tell a guy when he's healthy enough to return.
Is there a common thread, major professional leagues eating their young?
Absolutely. I think that there's a contrary impulse that people pick up on, that it's to the league's benefit to have them there almost in whatever shape they're in. Just the name alone, it's more the way sports has sort of celebritized athletes as a way to promote the league more than promoting teams. They promote individuals. And when those individuals get into trouble, everything kind of starts to collapse by association.
Jeanette Howard, sports columnist for Newsday. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. And this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.